cover land.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't call that a pasture, would you?
No, we'll call it a field.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about if it was tobacco?
You still call it a field?
Still a field?
Mm-hmm.
What about the kind of fence you might have around it? What kind of fence?
Well, we never had a fence around it.
Never did?
No.
What about, let me see, some places they have the kind with, it's got wire and then it's got little things that if you crawl over it, you catch your pants on it all the time.
Barbed wire?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Let me see, then there's another kind, you usually have them up near the house mm-hmm. with... It's got wood that goes up and down like this.
I know what you call it, but I can't call it a name.
Maybe picket fence?
You might call it picket fence. I think we call it something else.
Something else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably picket fence. We might call it something else, though.
Something different, but
yeah.
not picket. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're the authority here, so... Okay, what about, now, if you have a, let's say a barbed wire fence, every so, you have the wire going along with it, and then every so often you have going
holes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
and you would say you have a half a dozen, what?
Holes to that.
Okay. You ever see a fence made out of rocks or stone?
I have seen them, but... No, not close, not around here now.
Hmm.
Yeah, at least I have seen some right around here at home now.
You have?
Yeah, but I have seen some down in Florida, right, you know, right small.
Uh-huh. Okay, let me see. The name of the country where they just had all those big earthquakes.
Hmm, you see that one, Monday, Tuesday, New York?
Okay.
No, that was a hurricane, wasn't it?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I know, Thailand or Japan?
Yeah, and the other side of the earth, around there by Thailand and Japan, that other country down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know the one I mean? Okay,
I watched it on news, though. I seen it on news, though.
We'll come back to it. On the farm, if, you, if you're carrying some water, you carry that in what?
Bucket.
Okay. What about if you're carrying milk?
Well, Mama, you still carry in a bucket.
Still in a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you talk about a bucket, what are you thinking of? What's it made out of usually?
Tin, aluminum, something.
Okay. What about if it were made out of wood?
Well, I have seen wood too.
Okay. Let me see. And if you ever use the word pail?
Pail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have? Do you make a distinction? Is there a difference between a bucket and a pail?
Bucket and a pail. There's some difference in a wood bucket and a pail, I believe it is.
Okay.
Probably.
But other than that, they, you wouldn't say there's much difference.
Mm-hmm.
They use one word as well as the other,
yeah.
Huh? Okay. Let me see. And then the thing you fry eggs in, you call that a
frying pan or pan or something.
Okay. Would you ever call that anything else? Maybe a skillet?
Skillet, yeah. Skillet.
Okay.
That's what I said. Probably for a skillet or something like that.
You'd probably use skillet more than frying pan?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you say that you had a big pot out in back for boiling clothes your mother used to have.
Mm-hmm.
What if she had a smaller one like that inside, maybe for making soup in?
They call that a, now I know what it is if I make the name of it. I know the name of it. My grandma got three down there. I know.